USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions continue as Russian troops are still amassing at the border with Ukraine, and the U.S. says that an invasion of Ukraine by Russia appears to be imminent. As that's going on, the U.S. is now warning of a potential Russian cyber attack against American computer networks. And President Biden will be talking on the phone with Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, later on today. 9 Phoenix police officers injured, 5 of them shot after they try to save a baby outside a barricade situation. The chief says of them...
I don't think it's an overstatement to call what these officers did heroic. They knew that an officer had just been shot in this very doorway, and they, 4 officers were willing to run into that doorway to try to save this child.
The male suspect took his own life, but not before fatally shooting the baby's mother. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
A man accused of purposely running down people at a holiday parade in Wisconsin, killing 6 and wounding more than a dozen, pleads not guilty to a lot of charges. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. Included in those 77 charges are 6 homicide counts, over 60 counts of reckless endangerment, and other charges. Brooks would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of 1 homicide charge. He'll be in court again on March 11th.
The IRS is still processing nearly 24 million tax returns from the last time around. The IRS telling Congress that it's taking actions to try to reduce the huge tax return backlog, including implementing some mandatory overtime. At the IRS. Hey, find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal health officials say COVID-19 booster shots seem to be less effective after 4 months. The new CDC study finding the booster shots are over 90% effective in preventing hospitalizations, especially when it comes to the Omicron variant, after 2 months. However, that figure drops to 78% after 4 months. Booster shots also reducing visits to the ER and urgent care. While the findings are based on limited data, health experts strongly advise getting your booster. The mayors of Los Angeles and Cincinnati have made a wager on the Super Bowl, as mayors of those two cities would always do, but in this case, it's the L.A. Rams and the Bengals facing off in the big game Sunday. So L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has made a bet on the game with Cincinnati's mayor, Aftab Perval. The losing mayor must wear the winning team's jersey at a news conference. The bet also calls for the winning city's mayor to donate to a children's hospital in the losing city. Mayor Garcetti said he was very much impacted by the fans of the Kansas City Chiefs who donated to the children's hospital in Buffalo after their shocking win over the Bills a few weeks ago. And there's a measure now in Wisconsin's state legislature to make Colby cheese the official state cheese of Wisconsin. You can always find us online, as I say, anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.